What up, y'all? You're listening to Sports Talk with Trop, and I'm your host, Katie Trop. Well, how's your bracket doing? Mine got completely demolished, as I'm sure many got demolished yesterday after what happened to Duke. I've got only one of my remaining Final Four picks. Thankfully, it's my champion, Arizona. They're the only one remaining here. So let's get into what happened over the weekend and how we got to the Final Four teams. I mean, really, the only game of interest in the Elite Eight ended up being between Duke and UConn. And that one almost looked like it was not going to be good because Illinois killed Iowa 71-59. Michigan killed Tennessee 95-62, and then Arizona killed Purdue 79-64. So none of those games were close. None of them were even really worth watching. They really were just completely dominated, one-sided basketball from start to finish. And it looked like we were headed that route with this Duke-UConn game, but then UConn just all of a sudden, with about like 5 minutes left to go in this game, they like all of a sudden woke up and started to make a rally. And then all of a sudden it's like, whoa, can UConn win this one? And all of a sudden the score is literally going back and forth. And it looks like it's too late for them. You know, Duke's knocking down their free throws. Duke's getting the ball and they've got, I can't remember the exact seconds they had on the clock, but I think it was only something like 8.4 seconds, 6.4 seconds. It was not a lot of time. They needed to get across the court, but I mean, they could have just taken their time with it. And for some odd reason, Duke's taking the ball up the court and they're starting to pass the ball around a lot. And it's like, y'all, just go up the court. All you have to do is waste time and you are going to the Final Four. And all of a sudden they get antsy and start throwing the ball towards midcourt. And the guy from UConn blocks the ball. UConn runs, gets the ball, and dude throws up a Steph Curry three-point prayer. And I mean, this is practically at the logo type three-pointer. So it's like, whoa, is this going to go in? But I mean, it was one of those plays where you kind of felt like it was going in. And boy, did it go in. It was one of the craziest shots. Best game, best shot of March Madness so far. And, I mean, it left no time on the clock for Duke. Duke got the ball back with, I think, 0.4 seconds left to go. And they were, of course, not able to do anything with that. And UConn completely gutted Duke 73-72. And so not only did they gut Duke, I'm sure that just took out a whole bunch of brackets because it took out one side of my bracket. I had Duke not only going to the Final Four, but I had them going to the championship. Of course, I had them losing to Arizona. But my bracket is completely demolished at this point. Like I said, it's just Arizona. My Final Four was originally Duke versus Texas A&M and Arizona versus Iowa State. And after this weekend, all but Arizona is knocked out. And I had Arizona versus Duke and Arizona winning it all. So at least I still have my champion in there. But, you know, they got a big test coming up against Michigan this weekend. That's probably going to be come down to the wire like that Duke-UConn game did. And then you have UConn versus Illinois on the other side of the bracket for the Final Four. And that one, you know, they're pretty similar teams. They're very good at scoring, both UConn and Illinois. But I'm probably leaning towards UConn in that one, especially with how they just got the win this past weekend. But that's how our Final Four looks this weekend. And thankfully, we finally got a really solid game between UConn and Duke. And what an upset shot that was. And that's literally what the epitome of March Madness is when you see a game like that where UConn's completely down and out of it. They start making a comeback, and then all of a sudden they just make this big play at the end of the game. Big shot, and that's how you always want to see. You love to see those game-winning shots in March Madness, and that's what it came down to. All right, getting into the Top 10 NBA Power Rankings this week, we are getting closer and closer to the playoffs. Plenty of teams have clinched playoff berths. A good swath of them have. I mean, now it's pretty much just seeding. So let's get right into it. Not a lot of changes this week. Beginning with the number one is once again the Oklahoma City Thunder. Overall record of 59-16, so they're closing in on that 60-win mark on the season. They're 9-1 in their last 10 games. This past week, they beat the Philadelphia 76ers. The Boston Celtics finally took them down and finally stopped their winning streak. They were at 11-12 game winning streak right there. So Boston stopped the winning streak, but they started a new one by getting wins against the Chicago Bulls and the New York Knicks. And I mean, it's just with the Thunder, they are the defending champs. They still look like the most complete team. And yes, the Spurs have owned them in the regular season, but we'll see what happens if they face off against each other in the postseason. Always definitely going to trust the Thunder, and SGA is on a tear. He's been on a tear. He scored 30 points in a game the other day, and he's just been on a tear since he came back from his injury. So the Oklahoma City Thunder are looking poised, primed, and ready to defend that championship. Then at number 2 on my top 10 NBA power rankings at the San Antonio Spurs, overall record of 56-18. They're 9-1 in their last 10 games. As a matter of fact, they are on an 8-game winning streak. This past week, they beat the Miami Heat, the Memphis Grizzlies, and the Milwaukee Bucks. They've clinched a playoff spot, so they are, as a matter of fact, they are the number 2 seed. If somehow Oklahoma City falls back, which it doesn't look like that's going to happen, they could potentially still get that number 1 overall seed, but the lowest they're going to go is number 2. So quite the turnaround for the San Antonio Spurs. They're playing great offensively, but they're really stepping it up defensively, and they look like they're just another team ready to make a run here. But like I said, the true test is going to be in this postseason because they have yet to be here. This is a very young squad, so this is where they're going to learn it all, but definitely looking forward to seeing if they end up playing the Oklahoma City Thunder in, like, the Western Conference Finals, for example. Then at number 3 on my top 10 NBA power rankings are the Detroit Pistons. Overall record of 54-20. They're 8-2 in their last 10 games. This past week, they beat the Los Angeles Lakers, lost to the Atlanta Hawks, beat the New Orleans Pelicans, and beat the Minnesota Timberwolves. And even without Cade Cunningham, they are playing great basketball. They have not lost a step. Even the games that they've lost are close games. And the player that's really been stepping it up in the absence of Cade is Dennis Jenkins. He's really been a difference maker, and this Detroit Pistons team has yet to lose their grip on the Eastern Conference, and that's a good thing for them because they need Cade to get healthy. Now they don't have to rush him back and worry about, oh my God, are we going to lose the number 1 overall seed? It looks like no. The Detroit Pistons are going to keep that number 1 overall seed. They're playing great basketball beyond Cade Cunningham, and Durant is also holding it down right now as well. So this Detroit Pistons team still looks like the top dog in the Eastern Conference. Then at number 4 in my top 10 NBA power rankings of the Los Angeles Lakers, overall record of 48-26. They're 9-1 in their last 10 games. This past week, they lost to the Detroit Pistons, but got wins over the Indiana Pacers and the Brooklyn Nets. Luka has still been on a tear. He still leads the league in scoring. LeBron James, he has been turning back the clock as well. He has been just mashing down the lane. I mean, he is just running down the paint like he is a fucking freight train, and you better get out the way because dude is just all muscle. And then Austin Reeves, he's still doing his thing as well. But the Lakers are really stepping it up at the right time because they absolutely have to compete with the Oklahoma City Thunder and the San Antonio Spurs in the Western Conference. Doesn't look like they're going to get any higher than the 3rd seed, but you know they've got Denver on their ass. And even though Houston's not playing that great right now, Houston is still there and could be on their ass as well. So the Lakers got to keep moving. They got to keep winning. And on the offensive side of things, there are zero issues there. They are scoring everybody out of the building. It's just the defensive side of the ball where they have most of their issues. Then at number 5 on our top 10 NBA power rankings are the Boston Celtics. Overall record of 50-24. They're 7-3 in their last 10 games. This past week, they beat the Oklahoma City Thunder, the Atlanta Hawks, and the Charlotte Hornets. And Jason Tatum is just getting stronger each and every game. You know, he started off slow, like I assumed he was going to, but he had yet another big game over the weekend where he scored 30-plus points and really just completely dominated the game. I believe it was against Charlotte. Could have been the game against Atlanta, but there was a huge game for Tatum, and I just feel like he is getting stronger, and he's exactly what they need for this playoff run because, you know, I was talking about the Pistons, how they've got a stranglehold basically on the Eastern Conference, and yes, they do, but the Celtics are a team that are only a couple years removed from their championship. They're also a team that has been in the Eastern Conference Finals even before winning that championship, so this is a team that has championship pedigree and postseason pedigree, so I feel like Tatum getting hot right now is not good for the rest of the Eastern Conference at this point. Then at number 6 on my top 10 NBA power rankings at the Denver Nuggets. Overall record of 48-28. They're 8-2 in their last 10 games, and they are currently on a 6-game winning streak. This past week, they beat the Phoenix Suns, the Dallas Mavericks, the Utah Jazz, and the Golden State Warriors. And I know it always feels like Nikola Jokic has a triple-double every game, but dude has literally had a triple-double like every game lately. It is nuts, the tear he is on. Jamal Murray, it feels like he is also just getting better and better as the season wears on. You got Aaron Gordon having a great year. You got Brown having a great year. Watson stepping it up. So this is a really, really good squad, a really deep squad, and now they are starting to get healthy and really starting to put it together. And like I said, this is a team that the rest of the Western Conference needs to look out for because they're in the same position that the Boston Celtics are in the Eastern Conference, meaning Denver Nuggets, they've won a championship before. They've got playoff pedigree as well. They know how to win in the postseason. So this is another team where you don't want to see if they're healthy. I mean, Nikola Jokic, the dude is a beast, but Jamal Murray, he has been to me the reason why they're doing so well this year. I mean, he's always been that point guard who's there, who's playing well, but this year, to me, it looks like Jamal Murray's the best point guard in the league, at least right now. He just is playing excellent basketball, and he's really been just manning this Denver Nuggets team, even though it goes through Nikola Jokic. Murray has been playing out of his mind this year, and I wouldn't be shocked to see this Denver Nuggets team go far in the playoffs simply because they are putting it together at the right time, they're getting healthy at the right time, and they already have that postseason pedigree where they know how to win in the postseason, and this is a team you really don't want to face if they don't fall apart. I feel like they are their own worst enemy, basically. Then at number 7 on my top 10 NBA power rankings of the New York Knicks, overall record of 48-27. They're 7-3 in their last 10 games. This past week, they beat the New Orleans Pelicans, but now have lost their last two games to the Charlotte Hornets and the Oklahoma City Thunder. And that's just kind of how the New York Knicks season has gone. They've been up, they've been down, and now it looks like they're going to lose their grip on the division. It looks like they're going to fall back to third place just because Boston they are not falling back. They've been playing well all season. They've been playing great the second half of the season. And then ever since Tatum's come back, it's like you got to watch out because now they're pretty much going to be a complete team. Whereas the Knicks, they haven't played with any type of consistency at all. And they just have been so up and down. And they've just had their issues where they used to be really stout on the defensive side of the ball. And they're really not that scary on the defensive side of the ball anymore. I mean, offensively, really no issues, but they just don't play with any level of consistency where I look at them and go, this could be a team that could compete in the Eastern Conference. Now, lucky for them, the Eastern Conference isn't as stacked as the Western Conference, but still, the Knicks, they're too inconsistent for me to really believe in them once the postseason rolls around. Then at number 8 on my top 10 NBA power rankings of the Cleveland Cavaliers, overall record of 46-28. They're 7-3 in their last 10 games. This past week, they beat the Orlando Magic, lost to the Miami Heat, and then beat the Miami Heat. With Donovan Mitchell and Harden, they look great right now, but I continue to reiterate this same exact mantra that I'm going to keep saying all the way up until the postseason is, got to see what happens with this team in the postseason. For one, because I kind of think they're in the same boat that the Knicks are in. I mean, you look at the Pistons and you look at the Celtics, they're playing very consistent winning basketball. They have no issues with their identity. They know exactly who they are. They play great on the offensive side of the ball. They play great on the defensive side of the ball. They're superstars stepping up when they have to, and they're able to overcome injuries, where the Knicks have not been able to do that, and I don't think the Cavaliers are either. They're starting to shine right now, and the Harden trade has worked out for them so far, but like I continue to say, it's the postseason, and they've been playing really solid basketball right now, not even trying to take away from what the Cavaliers are. It's just I'm pointing out that we're closing in on the postseason, and to me, I look at the Cavaliers and I go, this is a team who would be lucky if they make it to the Eastern Conference Finals, but I don't even see them going that far because I just don't think they're that good of a team, and we all know James Harden's going to disappear once the postseason rolls around. Then at number 9 on my top 10 NBA power rankings, a team that is on the losing side of things a lot lately and really starting to fade away, the Houston Rockets. Overall record of 45-29, and they are 5-5 in their last 10 games. This past week, they lost to the Chicago Bulls, lost to the Minnesota Timberwolves, and then beat the Memphis Grizzlies, and then beat the New Orleans Pelicans. And this is just another team where they are too inconsistent. They have no consistency at all on this team. They're up, they're down. Kevin Durant's pretty much the only one who plays with any level of consistency at this point. I mean, they're really only shining moments are when he shows out and does something. But for the most part, this team, it's just been a very weird team to watch. And they, you know, they could go off. They're great in the paint. They score a lot of points. It's just defensively, they're not that great. And then when you look at the rest of the Western Conference, they are actually at this point, they could potentially be in the play-in. I mean, that's kind of what it is with the Rockets right now, is that Oklahoma City, San Antonio, the Lakers, and Denver, they're all playing solid basketball right now. And they are all for 100% going to be on the playoff side of things here. But the play-in, Houston is slowly slipping away. And you've got teams like Phoenix on the outside there who could potentially sneak in and get that last playoff spot and push Houston to the side. I don't think that's going to happen. I think Houston is a much better team, and they still will snag one of those last couple of playoff spots in the Western Conference. But it's like, once they do, is it going to matter? Because I don't think they could keep up with a lot of these teams. I feel like they're going to have to hope that if they go up against a team like, say, like they have to go up against a team like the Spurs. Let's just say they go up against a team like them. And they just have to hope that the Spurs' inexperience gets at them and kind of brings them down, and maybe Houston's able to step it up and play at a better level. But that's the only way I could see Houston really even winning a series in the playoffs, just because they don't play consistent basketball. And right now, they are not playing consistent basketball. And then rounding out the top 10 NBA power rankings this week, a team that we really haven't discussed, but they've been hovering, and they've actually had a huge turnaround this second half. I kind of felt like towards the trade deadline, you know, they traded away a whole bunch of their squad this year. So it kind of felt like they were just phoning it in, looking to, you know, just play out the rest of the season and hope for the best. And so far, they've actually been playing really solid basketball. As a matter of fact, they've taken over their own division, and they most certainly should make the playoffs at this point. And that is the Atlanta Hawks. Overall record of 42-33. They're 8-2 in their last 10 games. This past week, they beat the Memphis Grizzlies, the Detroit Pistons, and lost to the Boston Celtics, and then beat the Sacramento Kings. And they just really, I don't know what's happened to them since, I guess it's just maybe they got a whole, maybe some one of the guys they traded away, maybe he was just like a dark cloud over the team, and maybe just all of a sudden they traded for some players who actually gave a shit, and now they're starting to play really solid basketball. I don't think they're going to be a team who goes deep in the playoffs, but they definitely should make the playoffs, and good for them, because like I said, I felt like during the trade deadline they were phoning it in. You know, that you trade away Trae Young, who's been your dude for a while, but you actually ended up getting some good players in the multiple trades that they had in the offseason, leading up to the trade deadline. CJ McCollum was one of them. This is a dude that you're thinking, oh my God, he's just a journeyman. You know, he's played for like 955 basketball teams throughout his career right now. So it's just kind of like, you know, McCollum, he's that dude, you know, he's very consistent. He plays great basketball when you need him to, but he ain't going to do nothing. And it turns out McCollum's actually, I kind of feel like, been the turning point for this team. I mean, he's been huge, especially in a lot of their wins. So I really like what he's brought to the team. And then you've got Jalen Johnson, who's just having a fantastic year so far. So you look at this Atlanta Hawks team, and quite the turnaround for them. Because like I said, I felt like they were phoning it in towards the trade deadline, and they were trading away all their good players. And it turns out they traded away their good players for some players who actually wanted to play and hopefully win some basketball for them. Like I said, don't think they're going to be winning a championship, but hey, who knows what's going to happen in the playoffs. Maybe they'll have some type of upset, but I don't think they're going to be a team you could roll over if they keep playing this type of basketball. All right, y'all, enjoy the week of sports, and I will talk to you fools on Friday.